Good morning. It's April 15th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. As the conflict in Ukraine escalates, the strategic town of Chasiv Yar becomes a focal point of intense military activity, with implications far beyond its borders. Germany steps up its support for Ukraine amidst a backdrop of increasing challenges for the Ukrainian military and calls for global unity against aggression. The Russian army is pushing hard to capture Chasiv Yar, aiming to cut off access to Kramatorsk, a critical move that threatens to reshape the battlefield dynamics in eastern Ukraine. This offensive comes as Ukraine's military grapples with recruitment difficulties and a deteriorating situation on the ground. Amidst these challenges, President Zelensky has called for a united global stance against the threats posed by Russia and Iran, specifically condemning Iran's recent attack on Israel. In response to the heightened conflict and Russian airstrikes, Germany has announced it will send additional Patriot defense systems to Ukraine. This move underscores the international community's concern over the escalating violence and its commitment to supporting Ukraine's defense efforts. Meanwhile, on the ground in Donetsk, the human cost of the conflict continues to mount, with civilian casualties resulting from Russian bombardments and ongoing drone warfare between the opposing forces. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, has been brought to a cold shutdown state amid safety fears following the Russian invasion. The International Atomic Energy Agency has expressed ongoing concerns about the plant's security, highlighting the broader risks of the conflict. As both sides claim territorial gains and losses, the international response, exemplified by Germany's provision of additional defense systems, reflects the escalating nature of the conflict. The situation remains fluid, with the safety of civilians and the stability of the region hanging in the balance. In a profound quest for justice, over 250 survivors and relatives of the victims from the tragic 2017 Manchester Arena bombing, where 22 lives were lost and more than 100 people were injured, have initiated a legal battle against MI5. This action underscores the deep wounds and unanswered questions lingering after one of the UK's most devastating terrorist attacks. The heart of the lawsuit lies in the accusation that MI5 failed to act on pivotal information that, if pursued, could have potentially prevented the attack. This claim is bolstered by findings from an official investigation, which criticised the agency for its sluggish response to crucial intelligence and for missing a critical opportunity to foil the Islamist attack. Notably, the attacker was on MI5's radar as early as 2014, yet the investigation was discontinued when he was assessed as low risk. The survivors' legal teams have taken a significant step by submitting a group claim to the Investigatory Powers Tribunal, with a hearing slated for early next year. This legal move seeks to hold MI5 accountable for what the plaintiffs see as a catastrophic failure in safeguarding the public. In an unprecedented move, MI5's head, Ken McCallum, has issued a public apology for the agency's inability to prevent the tragedy. An admission that underscores the gravity of the situation. As the legal proceedings unfold, MI5 has maintained silence, choosing not to comment on the ongoing case. This lawsuit not only represents a quest for accountability, but also highlights the enduring impact of the Manchester Arena bombing on the survivors and the families of the victims, who continue to seek closure and justice for their immeasurable loss. In a dramatic turn of events, an Iranian attack on Israel has sparked a significant international response, drawing commitments from key global leaders to support Israel and stabilize the region. The incident, marked by its severity, has led to a unified stance among nations, underscoring the gravity of the situation. In the wake of the attack, the United States has stepped forward with a strong commitment to Israel's security. President Biden has demonstrated the depth of this support by cutting short a weekend trip to directly address the crisis, signaling the urgency and importance the US places on Israel's safety. Meanwhile, Germany has not only condemned the attack, but also expressed its solidarity with Israel, aligning itself with the international call for peace and stability. Across the Channel, the United Kingdom and France have echoed this sentiment, pledging their efforts to stabilize the situation and prevent any further escalation. This collective endeavor highlights the shared concern over the attack's potential to disrupt regional security. European Union leaders have gone a step further, labeling the attack as an unprecedented escalation and a serious threat to regional security. Their call to avoid further bloodshed adds a crucial voice to the chorus of international leaders advocating for de-escalation and peace. This incident has not only brought to light the fragility of regional stability, but also the strength of the international community's resolve to stand united against acts of aggression. The concerted efforts of the US, Germany, the UK, France and EU leaders in condemning the attack and seeking peaceful resolutions illustrate a powerful commitment to safeguarding peace and security in the region. In a bold move that signals a shift in dynamics, the European Union is ramping up its defences against China to protect its industries from the influx of cheap Chinese imports. At the heart of this pivot is Germany, Europe's economic powerhouse, steering the EU towards a more confrontational stance, with Chancellor Olaf Scholz's imminent visit to China playing a pivotal role. This trip is not just any diplomatic foray. It marks a significant turn in Germany's policy towards China, shaped by the influence of domestic political forces, notably the Greens, and Scholz's own cautious approach. The agenda of Scholz's visit is twofold: to explore areas of cooperation while addressing the elephant in the room, the contentious issues like China's support for Russia's actions in Ukraine and concerns over the European market being overwhelmed by cheap Chinese goods. The EU's proactive measures include investigating Chinese subsidies in various industries, a clear indication of its readiness to counteract any economic threats. European Commissioner Margrethe Vestager has underscored the necessity for a systematic strategy to confront these economic challenges head-on. Germany's intricate economic relationship with China, underscored by significant investments, and the controversial role of Huawei in its telecommunications network, is a testament to the complexities of forging a unified European stance on China. The outcome of Chancellor Scholz's visit will be closely watched, as it will send a strong message about the future trajectory of EU-China relations in what promises to be a critical year for international diplomacy. In the wake of Brexit, the UK's economic landscape is facing significant headwinds, with repercussions that reach across the Channel and into the political sphere. A closer look reveals a nation grappling with the tangible consequences of its decision to leave the European Union, and the ripple effects are prompting a rethink among some of its staunchest supporters. The UK's departure from the EU has led to a notable downturn in its economic performance. Hindered exports and disrupted import supply lines are just the tip of the iceberg. According to a recent analysis by Goldman Sachs, the UK economy is approximately 5% worse off than it would have been had it remained within the EU. This stark figure underscores the economic challenges that lie ahead. The political ramifications of Brexit are equally significant. European right-wing politicians, notably Geert Wilders, are now reconsidering their stances on EU membership in light of the UK's struggles. This shift in perspective among Europe's right-wing factions highlights the broader implications of Brexit on the political landscape across the continent. Domestically, the UK's Labour Party finds itself in a precarious position regarding Brexit. While currently ambiguous in their stance, there's growing speculation that a Labour government might seek closer ties with the EU should they win the next election. This potential policy shift comes amidst rising concerns over global conflicts and the strategic necessity for increased defence spending, adding layers of complexity to the challenges that may confront a future Labour government. Overall, the post-Brexit era presents a multifaceted challenge for the UK, encompassing economic downturns, political shifts, and strategic defence considerations. As the nation navigates these troubled waters, the decisions made in the coming years will be critical in shaping its future course. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.